The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is November 28th, 2 days ago, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Jean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a friend on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. And or if you would like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And speaking of somebody else's head, the great champion for the conservative cause over the last election, Mr. Willard Romney.
Yeah.
Just recently accepted.
Nothing that happens in politics.
Not planned.
It's first planned, said Theodore Roosevelt. Now they get to meet and say, man, did we pull one over on them. Just like I said.
Romney accepts Obama's invitation to dine at the White House Thursday.
Isn't it interesting, Jake, that they act like rivals and they're the greatest of arch enemies?
Yep.
And they should be, because they're they're diametrically opposed to one another.
Yep, on paper. Yep.
But you would think one that's breaking the law. Mm-hmm. And one that's supposed to be a righteous man, you're trying to figure out, how are these two getting along like this?
That's right.
Well, just, if you ever get a minute, go ahead and check out the WWF, because it's the same thing that's being played out in front of the American people on a 24/7
and
basis.
And here's the danger to drink that Kool-Aid and say, well, I know Obama's wrong about a lot of things, probably almost everything, but he's not really a criminal to his country.
There goes your rights right there.
See
now
you
they got you.
Yep. And they can convince you it's okay to murder. And we talked about this the other day when we're with everybody. If we had a war, if we were involved in a war, the United States was involved in a war, the 3,700 casualties were happening a day, we'd be out of that war within a month easily.
Yeah.
No matter what Congress had to do, the president had to do, we are murdering 3,700 of our own citizens in our own country every single day.
And by the way, who's advocating the murder of them babies? Those that advocate family values.
Right.
Abortion, homosexual marriage. These are the people that are advocating family values, friends, yet they're the ones committing crimes against the family.
And they don't decry the Jerry Sandusky.
No. Go on.
Busted.
Yes.
So we go to Romney accepting this invitation. The White House said Wednesday the former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney will have lunch with President Obama, their first meeting since the president's hard-fought reelection. On Thursday, Governor Romney will have a private lunch, and it'll be in a private dining room, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney wrote in a statement. There will be no media there to cover the event.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So what was that election all about, folks? We know what it was all about. We knew what it was about the whole time through.
Yeah.
We told
you
what it was all about.
People just played stupid in hopes that maybe Romney is a good guy.
Yeah, that he would carry their banner and their message. This obviously proves that he wasn't. And, folks,
where's he been? I'm just curious. What's he doing with all that money, the hundreds of millions of dollars that he derived from the American people?
Yep.
What did he do with all that money? Where's it at?
It leads one to wonder if he's so willing.
Well, he already said he doesn't have a money issue. I bet he doesn't have a money issue.
No.
But, yeah, but he's not to blame. Again, let's come back to responsibility.
That's right.
We tolerate it. We get it.
Personal responsibility. Also, too, to bring your attention to Sons of Liberty Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. We started a new campaign called Gideon's Army, and this is where you can join in this and be a part of changing this nation. You can literally take the commentaries that we produce every single week, you can take the videos that are produced every single week, and send them off and spread this message of liberty to folks all throughout this country. Find it on Sons of Liberty Radio right on Facebook. Join the Sons of Liberty Media Army. Also, too, become a son or daughter of liberty. But folks, this is important. As we get to the end of this year.
Did you hear this one? Media Army. Oh, the militia, guys. It's getting out of hand.
Hey, that sounds a little too American.
I'll tell that to my cop friends.
Yeah, that sounds a little too American.
It's a little heavy.
You know,
yeah.
Following those tactics of our early founders. But going to becoming a son or daughter of liberty, we're winding down. As you said, it's the 28th, Bradley. There's a couple days left in this month, and then we have December. Your year-end giving, folks, is important. Everybody is donating to different causes they feel are good and they feel that are the best to compel the liberty message.
Well, judge them by their fruits.
That's right. Yeah. And I would encourage you folks, we are a nonprofit organization. We do accept tax-deductible donations. You can write these things off. And if you're planning right now for a year-end gift that's really going to change culture, I would just ask you to take thought to all those things you've donated for in the past. And what kind of progress have they brought? Now, some is probably good. I'm not by any means judging.
Let's go ahead and look at those outfits that are under attack by the communist socialist mindset.
Yep.
Because those are the ones that the communist socialists are afraid of, those that they attack the most. So see how much they are under attack. See how much they are persecuted before you give your gift.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Blessed are you when men revile you and speak all manner of evil for my name's sake.
Yeah.
And what does the Bible say? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you.
Speaking of which, I thought it was rather interesting. For the first time, I went to my Twitter account yesterday, in I think 6 months. I mean, where I went through my...
Yeah.
And I just went down one page. That was it. And I seen like three or four of them on their comments, you know, that were contending. Mm. And one of them said I was such an effing idiot. And I just thought to myself, but I don't know what you're so mad about, bro.
Yeah.
Because my lines are open right now. Mm-hmm. You don't ever take shots on the radio.
No.
You demean me. You condescend me. You try to discredit me. But when in fact, I'm only giving you what is written, I'm not giving you my opinion. So it's interesting that I use the Bible, the Constitution, that you say that I am. As a matter of fact, you're not even complaining about the fact that I'm not using or giving my own opinion. You're angry with me because I am giving you the facts, the Constitution, and or the Bible. And then some of the other ones are, you know, you idiot. And I say, thank you for listening. And I do thank you for listening, you lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys. And just to say that, we'll come right back. We're going to talk about the revisionists once again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So back to my Twitter account. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So right before the break, I was talking about my Twitter account. And it's the first time I was on there in probably 4 to 6 months. And
Bradley Dean 1, right?
Yeah, Bradley Dean 1. And so I seen a couple comments. So I just went back and said, I love you too on one. And then another one I said, thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And then the first one, of course, is, I had one on there that was pretty funny. He said, we're waiting to, oh, wise one. And I thought that was great because, you know what, again, folks, the bottom line is I'm not giving you my opinion. These people hate the facts. They hate your foundations. Mm-hmm. And my opinion is ever given on this radio program, it's in alignment with the principles that we have been given. I'm not the ones leaving that. I'm not the one attacking our foundation. These people are.
Yep.
And they only prove my point. And even with all the mud all over their face, friends, isn't it interesting that the socialist of the day will magnify their failures only in an attempt to save face in promoting their ideology? Well, let me say that again. The socialist of the day will magnify their failures only in an attempt to save face in promoting their ideology. I mean, for example, look at Sandra Fluke. Time Life is considering her as being the woman of the year. She has less than 10 people, friends. With all the publicity she gets, nobody shows up. Well, here's another one, too. Obama wins the Nobel Peace Prize. There's no more credibility. They lost all credibility. But what they do is they take their failures and they magnify them. They shove them in your teeth, regardless if you accept it or not. And really what it shows is it shows that the socialist knows how to lie better than the conservatives know how to tell the truth.
That's right.
Because most people are questioning not the revisionist, but the facts today.
Yeah.
I hope you're getting this point. They're not questioning the revisionist. They're questioning the facts. And then when the facts are laid out, which again, as John Adams rightly said, the second president, facts are stubborn things. And to deny a fact is knowingly and blatantly lying. That's really what it comes down to. And there's no getting away from it. But why is it today that the socialists of the day will only magnify their failures only in an attempt to save face in an attempt to promote their ideology? That's it. And what they do is when they fail, again, they magnify it because they want you to accept it. And the problem with the American people is they're not questioning so much the revisionist as are they questioning the facts.
Right.
We can talk about lines between church and state. We can talk about all the things that we talk about. But speaking of the revisionists today, friends, what I want to do is I want to get to the next point. Wednesday's point. Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson quotes the Bible. He said, "To the corruptions of Christianity, I am indeed opposed, but not to the genuine precepts of Jesus himself." Thomas Jefferson, quote unquote, "I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrine in preference to all others." He goes on, "But the greatest of all the reformers of the depraved religion of his own country was Jesus of Nazareth." In fact, Jefferson thought Christianity so important that he personally authored a work for the Indians entitled The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, which set forth the teachings of Jesus as delivered in the Gospels. The 57th Congress ordered a reprint of his work, and many people have claimed that Jefferson omitted all the miraculous events of Jesus from his so-called Bible. That's what you're told today, friends, from the revisionist. What about Thomas Jefferson's Bible, where he pulled all the miracles of Jesus out? So the revisionist says that he did that because he didn't believe in the miracles. Let me go on. Rarely do those who make this claim let Jefferson speak for himself. Just like lines between church and state. Just like when the Supreme Court forgets about the hundreds of precedents that have been set before it, before it rules contrary to who we are as a nation, as a Republican form of government. In other words, just keep the person that we're tearing down and trying to recreate him in our own image, say the revisionists, and let us just say what we want about him, and then we'll write his history for him. Jefferson's own words explained that his intent for the book was not for it to be a Bible, but rather for it to be a primer for the Indians on the teachings of Christ, not without Christ.
What is the title?
The title is The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth.
His morality.
Let me finish my point. The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, what Jefferson did was to take the red letter portions of the New Testament and publish these teachings in order to introduce the Indians to Christian morality. To deny this is to deny that he swore upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Mm-hmm. Which is in
his rotunda. To deny the facts is to deny everything that we are. And every time we open our eyes, we find another portion of our history laid or inscribed upon stone. And yet, I'm not kicking up against that. The revisionists are kicking up against that. I'm not kicking up against that. The communists are kicking up against that. I'm not denying where we came from. Your president that you tolerate to be in this administration denied him the fourth time this year for Thanksgiving. Yep. His name is God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I didn't deny him, but the socialist communists go right along with it, and they help him attack the foundations, all 1.7% of the population.
So,
with the help of the state-run media, which everybody in this country knows is corrupt from the inside out, to the very marrow mm-hmm. of who they are. Mm-hmm. They're corrupt. And we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that the American people question the facts when the facts are laid to our candor all day long? Our money,
mm-hmm.
our Pledge of Allegiance. I can go on and on, friends. You get the point.
Yeah.
Jake?
I think if we look at what the title is in and of itself, The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, many folks maybe don't even realize that this particular quote-unquote Bible exists. He didn't write it to be a Bible. He didn't call it the Jefferson Bible. Others called it that. It was so loved by Congress that the 57th Congress actually ordered a reprint of his work to be distributed to Congress so they could read it. What was his work? Jefferson took the New Testament and took all of the teachings of Christ, all the red letters. Some of you have red letter Bibles. Took them all out, cut them all out, and compiled them into one book. and it was meant as an evangelical tool to go to the Native Americans. Now, to say that Jefferson didn't love the Bible and didn't agree with the Bible and stood contrary to the Bible is ludicrous.
That's how he signed the year of our Lord on
his
statement.
My
gosh, people.
In the year of our Lord Christ. Now, what
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence, Jake, with the help of others?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
And this is what happens, is Thomas Jefferson, who hates religious hypocrisy just as much as he hates political hypocrisy, and he was the most outspoken pundit against both hypocrisies, too, mind you, he steps up to the plate. He spends his own money by donating to the Virginia Bible Society.
What's now, he known as, Jake?
What does the Bible
Society... What's his headstone say?
The Father of Religious Freedom.
Yeah, that's that. I seen that when I was at Monticello. Yeah.
This is on his tombstone. He doesn't even have that he was the third president. That wasn't one of his major accomplishments. He wrote... Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University
of Virginia. The Christian religion, friends. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
So he, in Virginia, is a donor, a big donor, a contributor to the Virginia Bible Society. Now, why in the world would a man as smart and intelligent as he is donate to have Bibles produced and published, the full-length New and Old Testaments, yeah, give his own dough to do it, and then go over and say, well, that's not the Bible that I believe. He wouldn't have given money to it.
That's like calling Ben Franklin an atheist or an deist, as the revisionists call him today. Yet he was the one that was financing George Whitefield, the Great Awakening preacher, his ministry. I don't agree with his theology or his doctrine, but I'll just support it.
Yeah.
That's
that
foolish,
makes sense.
Friends.
I don't agree with King George. I'll just buy his tea. No, they didn't buy his tea. These are the type of men they were. They weren't hypocrites on their face like this. Now, as Jefferson donates to the Virginia Bible Society, he's also the governor of Virginia, right?
Yeah.
He brings forth a Thanksgiving proclamation, even mentioning Christ numerous times through all of his writings. He said to Benjamin Rush, who was, see, it was thought at that time that Jefferson, nobody really knew for sure. Was he an outspoken evangelical? What was he? So a lot of our founders would actually take time to speak to him about these issues. He said, quote, in a letter to Benjamin Rush.
Benjamin Rush. Isn't that the guy that said he was a Christocrat?
That's right.
Just wanted to make sure.
And he
served
in Jefferson's cabinet.
Yeah.
He said to Benjamin Rush, I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be. Now, nowadays, if people say, so are you a Christian? I make sure to decipher, I'm not one of those Christians that you're probably used to in churches. I don't want to be lumped in that lot.
Kind of like the distinction between
the
a politician and a statesman.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm not a politician. I don't want to be lumped in that lot. Now, am I involved in the political practice? Yes, but as a statesman.
I love this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because, man, I'm sure we're going to get some more tweets today. Just, you idiot, you this.
Yeah.
Well, just go get your Bible. Go get the Constitution. Yeah. If you have one in your collegiate communist college. And if you don't, call me and I'll give you one. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, and Jake, the other guy. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In fact, he did not. I also thought it was interesting, if I can just interject, Jake, and I'll give it back over to you. Freedom of religion, we hear that all the time. Folks, how is that freedom of religion working out for you, considering the revisionist wants you to believe that it's all religions? They want you to coexist. You see the stupid stickers on the back of their cars. Yeah. Coexist. How do you do that?
Does that mean
we can go over to the Middle East and we can coexist over there the way that we are as a Christian nation? But for some reason, these communists, socialists, have you thinking that they can come over here and we can be at peace with them here. That's like saying heaven and hell are friends.
Yeah.
That's like saying Christians can be at peace with a world that murders babies, that advocates everything contrary to what God established this nation as and for.
That's right.
It just doesn't work that way. But we talk about freedom of religion. Folks, you got to keep in mind again, clearly, do your homework. Check the facts. Freedom of religion, folks, is under the umbrella of Christianity. You can't forget that part. Doesn't mean that Sharia can implement law over here, because if that's the case, then goodbye to everybody here.
Yeah.
As they say, kill the infidels, right? It's not freedom of religion to the Chinese and the Japanese and everyone. No, it's Chinese. It's free. Freedom of religion under the umbrella of Christianity. There and there alone is harmony, not outside of that.
Freedom of religion under moral constraints.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Christ, one Holy Ghost. We get it. That's how it works. I mean, that's just like saying, we have one government over here, but we want to act like we're in a different country and we can. Well, let's go over to another country and act that way there. That's not going to fly for us there, is it? No, because there's not freedom of government, friends.
Yeah.
And we have to understand who is the point of reference to the authority of that government.
You have to.
And there only can be one authority.
Because
if you have more than one reference to your authority, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to have division, and that's what you have today.
Yep, you'll have war.
Yeah.
And the premise of our government is the Judeo-Christian values that it was laid upon.
Well, Scripture tells us in Judges 5:8, it says that when other gods came in, there was war within the gates. Mm-hmm. That's right. You can't have it that way. Yep, it never will be that way.
Other gods represent other foundations, and if they're other foundations, then you're going to eventually come to a head where two people are not going to be able to agree, and they're going to end up throwing blows.
Well, why do we have contentions? It's either this way. It's either the lawful or the unlawful. Your contention in America and your division in America is based on law, friends.
Yep.
That's really what it comes down to.
And then,
those that obey and those that don't obey.
That's right. And then here comes religion. What is the source of your law?
That's
it
right.
It has to be religion.
That's right.
Because like we talked about a couple days ago, communism begins where atheism begins.
That's right.
So once that starts rolling, then you've got what? You have a dictatorship.
Well, what did our forefathers say? Tyranny begins where the law ends.
Right.
And then inside of those chambers in the Supreme Court building, that's why you see Moses receiving the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
But I suppose that's ludicrous. Well, it is if you don't want to go inside the state of Minnesota or into your Supreme Court building in your state and look on the wall, friend, and tell me what you see there. And tell me even why in the Supreme Court we have the Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ten Commandments posted on the wall and above their heads. And they start out with prayer with a preacher and they end with God save the United States. Oh, what God? We know what God it is because he's right above their heads.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, you made the point earlier, and this is so important to understand for everybody listening. They're not fighting against your opinion. It's not, well, Bradley Dean likes the color black, or Bradley Dean thinks that we should have, you know, six congresspeople as opposed to four. None of these opinions, none of them. Or he likes this type of a rule. It's always they're arguing against, and they're trying to attack the foundations.
Always.
That are already set.
Yes.
That you happen to agree with. I was at a rally, and it was one of those rallies where it was a socialist rally, and I went out there with my camera, and I asked questions. And this woman comes up to me and says, you're just lucky right now because the law's on your side.
That's right.
And I looked at her and I said, no, no, no. The law's not on my side. I'm on the law's side. See, I look at what the law is and I agree with the law. She's looking at it as though the law is used as a weapon. It's not. It's defensive. Is it a weapon? Yes. But it's defensive. It's not offensive. It's a protection.
That's right.
That's why. She wants, and communists want, and socialists want, they love the law. Why? Because they want to get their hands on it and use it as an offensive weapon to force everybody else to think and believe and view things the way that they do.
Yes.
That's not the purpose of the law. And you don't need that when you have a Christian
society.
That's
a dictatorship.
That's exactly what it is. And so they go after the foundations. But if you go to Thomas Jefferson, as a matter of fact, speaking on that very topic, God who gave us liberty, he said, this is in the Rotunda, it's in stone, folks, and he also said it. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? That they are not to be violated, but with his wrath? First of all, stop. Our liberties are a gift of God. We acknowledge that.
Gosh.
That's why man can't come in and give you a liberty. Man, the government does not give you a Bill of Rights. Our liberties don't come from what the government debates. It doesn't come from the tip of a pen. It doesn't come from the tip of a sword or the tip of a gun. Our liberties come from God. So Jefferson establishes that premise, and that they are not to be violated but with his wrath. That's why government officials need to fear God, because they know if they make a wrong call, they're going to inhabit his wrath.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't fear that, what in the world makes you think they're going to fear you or any of your repercussions? What does this president fear about the American people? Nothing.
No. Why would he? There's no consequence for his crimes.
Nobody's pushing back.
That's right.
And as a matter of fact, the guy who was supposed to push back is having dinner with them. That's the game.
That's right.
You stay out of that game, you don't get misled and caught up. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. This man is trembling because he knows God's justice. This is a leader. That his justice cannot sleep forever. And then he goes on further, knowing that there's a time to reap and a time to sow. And it will happen in this world. Listen, we saw it through the Civil War. We saw an immense judgment upon our country, greater than any war ever fought before. Why? Because we didn't do away with the simple things. You want to look at constitutional usurpations that have happened since the Civil Wars? It happened because slavery was involved in the original documents that men didn't kick out. God corrected that. We corrected it because it was a fallible document. And we corrected it. Why? Because biblical precept overrode those precepts that were written that said slavery was tolerable. Commerce between, and this is where he gets down to the bottom and to the basics. when you eliminate God and you don't consider, you violate his laws, but with his wrath. Commerce between master and slave is despotism. The slave doesn't have a say in it. He doesn't say to his master, master, I don't want that for dinner today. What does the master do? He says, fine, you ain't getting dinner. And if you got a problem with that, then I'll whip you, because it's master and slave. Think about what happens when you go to your government, folks, to know if you live in slavery or not. Because as Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty.
Yep.
When the people fear the government, you have slavery. Isn't that what it is? Commerce between master and slave is despotism. Nothing is more certainly written in the Book of Fate referring to the Bible. Why the Bible? Because that's the foundation. Remember, Jefferson gave his own personal money in Virginia till he died to produce Bibles. Establish a law for educating the common people. This is the business of the state and on the general plan. So in other words, when Jefferson was the president of public schools in the Washington, D.C. school district, there was a rule that was in place even before he got there. Lots, hymnals, and Bibles would be provided in the public schools.
Whoa, slow your roll, dog. The guy that said lines between church and state, but the way the revisionists have it basically agrees with the communist constitution, the USSR, Article 52, of lines between church and state, barring the church from doing their job.
Yeah.
So now what you have, the way Thomas intended, was to bar the government from basically hindering religious freedoms.
Exactly.
So they got it completely up on their head, is what you're telling me.
That's right.
So if it's also my understanding that Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And the two books that you just said were Watts Hymnals and the Bible.
Yep.
I don't think I need to say anything else.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
Because
and we know that the ACLU, the one that everybody believes today because the revisionists have shoved it down your throat for you to believe it one way or another through fear, tactic, through oppressive measures, whatever the case might be. I think people forgot that the end of the ACLU is communism, said their founder, Roger Baldwin.
Yep.
So we have a communist at war with our forefathers. Mm-hmm. Again, only here to prove our point.
Because communism begins where atheism begins. So what do they attack? God.
Yes.
And then...
What a joke.
It is a joke.
What a joke.
Give me a stinking break.
What's even funnier about it, Jake, is the fact that there's people that actually believe it. You know, George Orwell said this. He said, the most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And so then you become these dummy robots that are being reprogrammed.
No, they're called useful idiots. Yes, just ask them. There's plenty of them out there.
Yep. Yeah. And the useful idiots aren't necessarily the ones that agree.
No, they're the ones that are at war with your foundation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's two kind of classes.
This administration isn't going along with the law. He's fighting against the law. Mm-hmm. And what is he trying to implement? Everything that is unlawful. That is a communist agenda. And, by the way, we just read the paper from Russia the other day.
That's right.
I mean, they're telling us, America, that the suffering has only begun because you people here are too foolish to get a clue.
Get a hold on your government.
That's what they said.
That's
yes.
Right. Get a hold on your government. Almighty God hath created the mind free. This is Jefferson again. All attempts to influence it by temporal punishments or burdens are a departure from the plan of the holy author of the United States of America, our religion. What religion is that? The same religion that he professed, the same religion that he taught, the same religion that Congress printed a work that he did containing the life and the morals of Jesus of Nazareth. This man, what I think Jefferson was, and I think he was the same thing that you and I or anybody else.
Jake, do you see why? Do you see?
Yeah,
people, these communists are so afraid of this information.
Terrified.
And this is why they attack.
Mm-hmm.
And if people would know, especially the Sons of Liberty, by their enemies, it's all self-explanatory, friends. Let's go to a library somewhere. Let's get them over there. There's going to be no debate. It's just going to be, here, I told you so. It's not my genius. It's not my mind. Mm-hmm. It's just where my heart's at because I'm so thankful for the freedoms that have been given unto me. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to try to eradicate that?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back. Jake's going to bring it to closure. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talking about the revisionists and tearing down their little altars. And friends, little they are.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Talking about how these people will tell on themselves, skepticism is an important historical tour. Skepticism is an important historical tool. It is the starting point of all revision of hitherto accepted history.
That's right.
Just think about, these are the people that are saying, let's revise history and this is how you do it. Let me go back to Orwell. The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. That's enough for me to look into history right there. Nobody likes being lied to. Nobody likes being called a useful idiot. And here we have Jefferson's Bible, as the revisionists call it, talking about how he took out the miracles of Jesus because he didn't believe in Jesus. When in fact, it's completely 180 degrees the other direction, friends. Yep.
Jefferson again quoted, "I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be." You brought up a point, the Jefferson Bible. It's what they call it. Jefferson didn't call it. He called it the Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. It was a compilation of Christ's works and teachings taken by his very own voice in Scripture.
Can I interject something really quick? Because when we go out and we're preaching, friends, you might get somebody asked the question, and then you give them the answer right away. And once they realize that you have the answer, they instantly shut their mouth.
Whoops.
But it's only what they've been told because they didn't do their own homework.
They have no premise for their argument at all.
Why don't people just look at it this way? Who's attacking our foundations that we are now walking in? I am not. Are we free? Who are our forefathers? 56 signers. We can talk about those forefathers. Then why are you taught today to attack everything that they gave unto you? They're literally standing on the foundation of freedom that God gave them, and they're doing their best to deny the one that gave them it.
That's right. And
that's self-explanatory as well.
It really is. If you just pull back the curtain here, what did Obama say? We're going to fundamentally transform the foundations of America.
Who's he been attacking?
Exactly. And Orwell just brought it up. That's the quickest way to rebrainwash a group of people, take away their foundation. Now, most of these people say, well, I'm not trying to take away your rights. I'm trying to make you more free. Then why are our rights becoming eradicated?
I'm not free to lie.
That's right.
I'm not free to steal. I don't have freedom to kill. I don't have freedom to dishonor my parents. I don't have freedom. And if I understand the second tablet of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20,
yeah.
I can't understand how to love my neighbor, and I cannot understand the second tablet until I first understand the first tablet, until I first know how to love God.
Yeah, that's right.
What is the first commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then we go to the New Testament, which it also says that in the New Testament, as well as in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Yep.
How can I love the children of God, friends, if I don't first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength?
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
You know, it's
that's why people, that's why they don't understand love. It's based on their emotions rather than on the Christ.
And what is their emotions? Their emotions ultimately is self, because they've made themselves God and not God, God. Many people say, well, you know, this Judeo-Christian values and ethics, that's just, it's a myth. It never has been. No, we're walking proof of it. Our liberties are the fruit of it.
Christian, not Judeo.
Well, when I'm saying Judeo, I'm talking about the Jews. Jesus Christ was a Jew, and so the religion of the Hebrews was the Old Testament.
You're forgetting our meeting, aren't you?
I'm so used to saying that.
It's just best for you to zip it right now, pal.
But a Jew would take these same morals and base the thing across the map. A Jew would take the same morals that we do. I'm talking about a real Jew, somebody who worships
And my Lord
Yahweh.
And Jake's Lord are Jews.
That's right.
Well, we've had, you know, we've had the communist attack for this too, but they forget that. I'm a Christian and my Lord was Jewish.
That's right.
Incarnate, but they kind of forget to put those two together when they step in
it. It's just it's a convenient thing to leave out.
That's called straining the gnat and swallowing the camel.
Yeah, you brought up love the Lord your God.
Yeehaw. Did you like that? No, that was a camel.
Oh.
That wasn't a donkey. Gee whiz.
Hey,
Jake, that's right. Here. The producer's like, just zip it up, Jake. Go on. Let's stick to the topic here, cowboy.
New subject.
No, Thomas Jefferson. Revisionist.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Why? Because you brought this point up the other day on the radio.
Are you sure he said soul, mind, and strength and not mind, soul, and strength?
Uh-oh.
Semantics, friend. It's all semantics.
Why? Because I am the Lord your God that delivered you from bondage. That's what God said in the beginning. Why in America do we worship the true God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ? Because he is the God who delivered us our liberties and our freedoms.
That's right.
What did Elijah say?
That's the scripture we talked about the other day that people forget about. He's the one that delivered us from Egypt out of bondage.
It's not a bondage to worship him only.
No, it's not a bondage to obey the laws of the land where freedom is found in the confines of the law.
Coming from the lawgiver who gave us our rights and our liberties.
Totally. I get it.
Now becomes a liberty and a freedom.
Dude, I totally get it. When I'm driving 55 on a 55-mile-an-hour-per-hour zone, I got the cruise control set.
Yep.
Hey, cops can drive by me all day long. I'm going to wave at them and smile at them. And we're best of friends, and I will honor that. If I'm going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, what's going to happen?
Yep. Now let me ask you.
Pigs.
That's right.
Pigs.
Why?
But you call it freedom, and you're the one actually demeaning the purpose of freedom by stepping or transgressing that law.
This is really good. Why does one go 55 miles an hour? Because he loves his neighbor as himself.
That's right.
He's going to drive recklessly. Now, here's the second part, because this is where you can see where man's law and God's law could possibly convict. If I'm driving down the highway going 55 miles an hour and I'm not wearing my seatbelt, should I be scared?
Say it again.
If I'm driving down the highway and I'm going 55 miles an hour and I'm not wearing my seatbelt, should I be scared? Should I fear the law? Should the law encroach into my car and say I need to wear a seatbelt?
No.
That's the different kind of
I have a problem with that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's where you differentiate.
Although I do think kids need them.
I believe so, too.
I do, too.
But I think if a parent loved his kid, he would strap him in.
I do strap my kids in.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's not the government's position to tell me. It's not. Hey, listen, I don't agree with smoking either.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not kill. When you're smoking, you're killing yourself.
Yeah.
You're violating God's law, like it or not. I don't care if you like it or not. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not yours. You've been bought with a price.
Amen.
The blood of Christ. And I'm talking to Christians and those that understand what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But I don't think it's the government's job to go into a bar and say you can't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their position.
No.
No, that's tyranny.
Yes.
That's too much control.
And that's one control.
And the question is where did they derive that from? They didn't derive it from the people.
Mm-hmm.
They conjured it up.
And that's where it starts, because they take a moral issue like that and say, we're going to cling to that. We're going to condition people to think that we can actually tell restaurant owners what can and cannot happen within their restaurants. Boy, we really got off the top.
How's that work? No, we're not. The money trails are often what feeds the people the most. That's true.
So God,
it's not government's job to do that, Jake.
No, it's not.
It is not.
Because they can't regulate. Well, here's what you can regulate is when one breaks the law. You can't create a law that doesn't exist. Laws protect rights. Rights have always existed. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, or property, as John Locke said. Those are our three main rights as humans.
Let me throw a wrench in this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God gave rights.
Yes.
Okay. It's not the right of the people to smoke a cigarette around me in the same restaurant.
That's true.
Because the government's doing is actually coming in and protecting my lungs from the smoker that doesn't care about his.
That's what they'll definitely say.
Okay.
But then you have the choice whether or not you want to go to that restaurant.
That's my point. Thank you.
If I was a restaurant owner, I would say no smoking in my restaurant.
That's right.
I don't want that garbage.
Hey, as a matter of fact, I didn't tell you this. I'm telling you this now on live radio.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a restaurant in South Dakota. My cousin's mom died. I went down there 2 weeks ago. Went inside of a restaurant where if you swear in that restaurant, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I can't
blasphemy negative. Laws. Those were in the books.
Now, the owner has a right to do that.
You got it.
But it should be left up to the owner to do that, because if I don't want to bring my business to that place, mm-hmm. I have the right to do that as well.
That's exactly.
And the owner of the business knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know that I'm going to go into a restaurant and there's not going to be a whole bunch of vulgarities
mm-hmm.
around my kid,
that's right.
Hey, I'm going to like that. I'll probably end up going there
mm-hmm.
and eating my food.
You have gain business.
That's right. But that's not the government's business to come in and tell that owner what he must do and what he must not do according to
God's law.
No.
It really is God's law, because we have freedom of conscience, and that's what our
father. I didn't tell you that, did I?
No, that's
actually
awesome.
Actually pretty good food, it was, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's where I would go.
Yeah.
And how many people look at Chick-fil-A! Hello!
Yeah.
People want pro-family environments.
That's
period.
Right.
That's what they want. And it'll be proven. Now, the government would like to step in and say, you can't say or do that. Why? To eliminate all competition, and now you're only thinking on one vein.
Yes, and so let's align that with free speech. Free speech is not found in defamation.
No.
Free speech is not... No, I can't go out inside of a movie theater and shout fire. That's not in the confines of free speech. Folks, there's limits in everything that we do, and we make choices in everything that we do. And the choices that we make, for example, Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live.
And
well, what happens if you don't choose life? Then you choose death.
That's right.
That's your option.
And you're free to choose life. That's the difference between us and so many countries. You're not free to do good in so many other countries. But in America, you're free to do as much good as you possibly can.
Amen. And I love that. Jefferson's Bible, we're going to continue on this vein, talking about the revisionists again tomorrow. Let's talk about, the revisionists, how they came in and they just kind of, let me say it this way, revised things.
Sounds like a revision.
How's that working out for America?
Exactly.
We'll be right back
exactly
in 23 hours. How'd you like that? We'll be right back in 23 hours. Yeah. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.